Avalanche forecast for Thursday, the 19th of February 2026. Wind slabs and weakly bonded old snow require caution. All day it applies above the treeline considerable avalanche danger, so danger level 3, below low avalanche danger, so danger level 1. All day, above the treeline, we have a wind slab problem, especially in the aspects northwest to north to southeast. Furthermore, all day, above the treeline, we have a persistent weak layer problem, especially in the aspects west to north to east. Avalanches can in some places be released by a single winter sport participant and reach medium size. The avalanche-prone locations are to be found in gullies and bowls, and behind abrupt changes in the terrain, especially on steep north and east-facing slopes above the treeline, but in isolated cases also in areas close to the treeline. The prevalence of the avalanche-prone locations will increase from midday. Avalanches can in isolated cases be released in the weakly bonded old snow, in particular in shady places that are protected from the wind. Whumping sounds and shooting cracks when stepping on the snowpack can indicate the danger. And now the snowpack. 15 to 30 centimeters of snow, and up to 40 centimeters in some localities, has fallen since Sunday. 10 to 20 centimeters of snow will fall on Thursday. The wind will be strong at times. The fresh wind slabs are lying on soft layers. They are lying on surface hoar in some places. Faceted weak layers exist in the bottom section of the old snowpack, in particular on west, north and east facing slopes. We have the following danger patterns: DP.6, cold, loose snow and wind, DP.1, deep persistent weak layer. The tendency for Friday the 20th of February 2026 indicates a steady avalanche danger. Have a nice day and don't forget to be careful.